The ACLU's Rebecca Glenberg agrees that this victory for gay rights advocates is not an end to the struggle for marriage equality. And the ACLU's lobbying arm will take this fight to Virginia lawmakers.
We have always believed and we continue to believe that Virginia's statutes and constitutional amendment barring same-sex marriage are unconstitutional. And the opinions today do nothing to change that view.
But the Family Foundation's Chris Friend says the justices were deliberately not too broad in their interpretation of the law.
Really, this was a setback for same-sex marriage advocates. They went to the Supreme Court, asked the court to find a constitutional right to a marriage, and imposed that decision on 50 states, and the court did not do what same-sex marriage advocates asked them to do.
Friend knows attorneys on both sides will be mulling over the more complex details, but for now the interpretation is that federal benefits are extended to couples in states where same-sex marriage is recognized. He says the opinion that Virginia will inevitably be forced into recognizing same-sex marriage is inaccurate. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.